From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The Economic Research Service says the number of U.S. wheat farms has dropped substantially over time. Since 2002, the total number of wheat farms fell by over 40% from over 169,000 in 2002 to just over 97,000 in 2022. Wheat production is also down slightly, but variable year to year. The ERS says annual wheat production ranged from about 1.6 billion bushels in 2002 and 3 to as much as 2.5 billion in 2008 and 9. In 2024, the U.S. beef exports are expected to be about 83% lower than 2023. The drop is due to lower beef production this year, brought on by tightening cattle supplies and tougher global competition from beef exporting countries like Australia. Pork exports are forecast to increase almost 4.6% from last year due to higher domestic production and less global competition from the EU. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and John Thune of South Dakota joined colleagues in urging U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to improve ag export opportunities. In a letter, they acknowledged the current decline in U.S. ag exports is directly attributable to an unambitious trade strategy that's failing to expand market access or reduce tariff and non-tariff trade barriers, while others continue to ink pacts that diminish American export opportunities.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.